since they want to know.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 7:50 a.m.
Fall sports season right around the corner. In fact, golf will get underway on August 10th. Now, we've had the opportunity to talk Emory High School golf with Coach Casey Edgehouse. Now we're going to flip and we're going to talk Carbon High School golf with Coach Robbie Etzel. Should be a very promising year for this Dino team as they welcome back three seniors that will definitely play a big factor. Coach, it's great to get you back on today. I always look forward to the conversations.
Yep, it's always great to be on your show, Jordan, and talk Carbon High golf.
Yeah, I always look forward to it. And I know when talking to you a few weeks ago that this is a year, Coach, that brings a lot of excitement. I mean, Bodie Salas is back for his senior year. Darren Gardner has been fantastic. He's a senior. Cole Yakovich. These are kids that have all contributed as underclassmen. When you get to that senior year, it comes with some expectations, to say the least.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as long as I've been the coach, they show up every year and kind of leave their hearts out there on the course. And they've thrown up some really good scores for us over the last couple of years. And I know going into your senior year, you always have really high expectations. And I think I've had an opportunity to speak with all of them over the summer, and they've really been putting in kind of that extra work to make sure that this senior year is something special for them.
When you say something special, Coach, I know a region crown, that's always an expectation with Carbon High School. I mean, going back to when Tom King was running the program, Coach Johnson, I mean, it didn't really matter. It seemed like the region crown was always the expectation. Is it a state championship? I mean, is that the ultimate goal for this team, the ultimate realistic goal?
You know, we've talked about this in past years during our seasons, Jordan, and the talent's there on the team, and I think that's one thing, just kind of one of the hurdles that we've always had to overcome, is we don't lack the talent. We don't lack a roster full of good golfers. We have that. It's just putting the scores together when it matters, and just trying to keep up, obviously, with Richfield that's in our region. That's kind of been our big hurdle, and I think the kids would agree with that, is Richfield's program is a lot like Carbon's. You know, their head coach, Todd Mullen, always puts together a really solid team, and he has quite a large group of kids with a lot of talent, and we can go toe-to-toe with them. It's just always trying to show up right out of the gate, first match of the year, and just show them that, you know, there's no reason that Carbon High should be taking second place. We can take first in region, and obviously we had a good showing last year. It stayed on the first day. It's just putting two solid days together. And, you know, I got a top three team hands down every day we show up to any course. So it's just playing solid golf for, you know, week after week and just showing up ready to play. But absolutely, we have the talent and the kids on the team to compete for that region championship and the state title this year.
Coach, we know what type of talent Bodie Salas is. He proved this as a sophomore, and I know he fell just short of a state championship individually as a junior, but he was right there in the thick of things down the stretch once again. When you have a kid that is this outstanding, how much of an advantage does that instantly give you when you walk into a meet?
You know, when you have a kid like Bodie Salas on the team, he just brings a calming presence, which really helps a lot of the kids who may struggle from match to match. Just knowing that you're going to have your number one player showing up and throwing out, you know, a solid round in the low 70s, it kind of takes a little bit of the pressure off of, you know, maybe our 2 to 4 spot, and allows them to relax a little bit and try to throw up a decent round. And it definitely helps knowing that some of our guys can have a rough day and still throw up, you know, a decent team score in the, you know, 310s to 320s, which in our region and even at state is really competitive, and that's going to be, you know, top one or two at every match.
Yeah, Coach, I mean, going into the season, have you sat down and looked, okay, I feel comfortable as my 1, 2, 3, or 4 golfer, or are there a couple of spots that are open that you think there are kids that maybe can contend for that 3rd and 4th spot, or maybe even that 2nd spot? Have you kind of sat and thought about that yet?
You know, this year's going to be really, really interesting. I have a lot of younger kids, sophomores and juniors coming into the season who have put in a lot of work, and they have played in a lot of regional tournaments here, the Black Diamond, some of the Utah Junior Golf Association tournaments that are put on across the state, and they're playing really solid golf. So I think there's going to be a good mixture of kids playing anywhere from the two spot to the five spot. I don't think there's really anybody on the team who's going to lock down one position every single week, which is good for a coach to see, because I think it keeps the kids competitive and it keeps them kind of fighting for that. You know, if they were used to playing in the number two spot last year, maybe they're going to have to kind of step up their game a little bit to guarantee that spot this year. But that's a good problem for a coach to have, knowing that the kids are going to show up every week and go out there and surprise me. And I think overall as a team, it's going to be really nice, just because I think it puts us in a good position to compete head-to-head against Richfield, because I've seen a lot of improvement with the boys that are returning this year.
Again, our guest right now, Coach Robbie Edsel of the Carbon High School golf team. The season will begin on August 10th. The teams will travel to Canyon View. Coach, in a region that is so competitive, we've seen this in years past, one bad meet can really sink you. We've seen this over the past 5-6 years. I know that puts a lot of emphasis on really starting off strong right out of the gate. Cedar Ridge, lengthy trip. I believe that's the lengthiest trip the kids will have to make all year.
Yeah, and you know, the boys are used to it. I think the schedule really hasn't changed too much over the last couple of years when I've been coach. We kind of started off the year with one of our more difficult trips for the Carbon High team, just because it's so far to travel. And Canyon View, for the most part, I mean, it's a beautiful course, but it has some difficult holes. And it's something that maybe our Carbon High boys aren't as comfortable playing as, say, Richfield's course, or even Millsite over in Emory, something that we're a little more familiar with. But I know the kids are gearing up, and they're excited to go down there and fire a good round right out the gate to kind of see where we're going to be at with the Richfield team. I know we lost one senior. We lost Brandon Scoville. And he was a big contributor on the team, but I think we have a lot of kids who are stepping up. But I know Richfield's kind of in the same situation. I think they lost a couple kids as well. So it's going to be really interesting to see kind of where the cards fall in terms of our first match, just to see where the scores are going to kind of end up.
Coaches, I go over the schedule. August 31st, you go to Coveview, Richfield's home course. The region championship, it'll be at Coveview. State championship is going to be at Coveview. Essentially, you got to beat Richfield on their home course three times. That's difficult to do.
Yeah, we've had this conversation, myself and a couple of the boys who are on the team who work out at the course. We talk about this quite a bit. It is definitely a huge advantage for the Richfield team being able to play, you know, just in our region matches alone. We play Coveview twice, and then they get the opportunity to play Coveview two more times at the state tournament. So it's definitely a big advantage for them. But I've told my boys on numerous occasions, if I had to pick a course other than Carbon for us to play at a state tournament, I really like Coveview. It plays really similar to Carbon. I think the guy who designed our course is the same who designed theirs. Very, very similar in terms of course layout. And my boys in the past, they've thrown up some really good rounds down there. But it is a huge advantage when Richfield's team gets to practice on the course that where the state championship is going to be, basically for the entire season. But I don't want to kind of write our boys off yet, because I know how well they can play. And like you said before, Jordan, it doesn't take much, you know, to drop 5 or 10 strokes if one of your kids has a bad day. And I think our team has the depth to show up and play extremely well no matter where we travel, especially at Coveview. So I'm not worried too much.
Yeah, I mean, I've always had the logic, if we're talking basketball, football, baseball, home court, home field advantage, the game is the game, right? I mean, can you apply that logic to golf? I know courses are much different than saying going and playing baseball or basketball, football or volleyball somewhere else. But at the end of the day, the idea is still the same.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It is. Golf is a little different just because, I mean, obviously, if you talk to all of the kids who are on the team, they'd say they have a preference for Carbon just because it's your home course. That's where you practice. You get a feel for which way the greens are breaking, the roll of the greens. You know, they know where you can miss, where you can maybe pick up some strokes. So that is one advantage that a team like Richfield will have, being able to play at their course so many times, and then obviously have the state tournament there, is having that course knowledge of where you can miss and where you should hit the ball, and where you should be a little more aggressive and where you should be a little more timid. So it definitely gives them a bit of an advantage, but overall, I think the course will play a lot easier than, say, Ochre Hills, where the state tournament was last year. And I think weather-wise, it's kind of a nice idea to have it down a little more centrally located in the state, especially where we'll be having the state tournament at the beginning of October again. So, but yeah, it gives them a little bit of an advantage. But like I said before, we have the depth and we have the talent on the team that I'm not too concerned about playing Richfield head-to-head at their home course.
Coach Robbie Edsel, again, our guest right now. Coach, it is a pleasure to get you back on to start talking golf once again. I'm looking forward to the season. August 10th at Cedar Ridge, the home course of Canyon View. I look forward to chatting with you as that gets a little bit closer. Coach, as always, thank you.
Yep, absolutely, Jordan. We appreciate the time, and thanks again for having me on the show.
That's Coach Robbie Edsel again of the Carbon Dino Golf Team. Do not forget, you can listen to all the Drive Time Sports local coaches' interviews at CastleCountryRadio.com. If you go down to the bottom of the page, you'll see the Drive Time Sports podcast link. Just click on that. We're going to pause for just a moment. More coming up when we return. We're going to talk to Jeff Fletcher. Been covering the Los Angeles Angels for the past 20 years. He has a new book out. It's called Showtime, and it's talking about Shohei Ohtani and his incredible season from 2020 to 2021. It's Ohtani mania. We'll talk about that. Plus, we'll ask Jeff about the idea of Ohtani being moved by the deadline on Tuesday. That's all straight ahead. It's Drive Time Sports, and we're back right after this.